ओम शांति इंग्लिश अव्यक्त मुरली ऑफ 17th June 1996 इट इज द रिवाइज मुरली ऑफ अव्यक्त बाप दादा ऑफ 19th October 1975 द बैड स्टेट ऑफ कल्पा ट्री एज सीन थ्रू द आईज ऑफ द सीड ऑफ द ट्री टुडे बोथ द सीड ऑफ द ट्री एंड आदिदेव वेंट टू लुक एट द ट्री व्हेन आदिदेव That is, the father of the corporeal human world, Prajapita Brahma, looked at the tree from all directions. What did he see? Although every leaf, that is, every human soul has become old, he saw that majority of the leaves had some disease on them due to which the color or the form of the leaf has changed. That is, its beauty has been lost. On the first side, Baba saw the ruling authority, on the other side he saw the authority of the religion, on the third side he saw the authority of the bhakti, and on the fourth side the authority of the people. All these four authorities seemed completely hollow inside and powerless, although externally they still had their beauty internally, and they seemed empty. Just as when something is eaten away by termites, it is rotten inside, but externally you can still see its beautiful form. In the same way, the ruling authority did not have any authority of a kingdom. It was called a kingdom, but internally, day and night, there was a lot of pull from all sides. That is, the fire of jealousy was burning away. Not only did they not have any attainment of happiness from their kingdom, but they did not even have one moment's comfort. They did not even have the comfort of sleep. Sleep is the means to remove a person's tiredness of the whole day and the means to merge all thoughts. But they do not have even this temporary comfort in their fortune. That is, they have a kingdom that does not have any fortune. They neither have the authority to rule, nor do they have any authority of some temporary attainment from their kingdom. Baba saw a kingdom that had no authority. Baba saw the people seated on their chair of position, constantly surrounded by evil spirits of fear. Having seen this, what did Baba see from on the other side? The authority of religion. There were a few new leaves visible amidst the authorities of religion. However, those leaves were very quickly being eaten away by arrogance. That is, they were being eaten by the birds of arrogance of the self and acceptance of the own success. What did Baba see on the other side? There were extremely bad actions being performed in the name of religion. The insects of sinful action were eating away the authority of religion. That is, they were finishing their power. They were completely intoxicated in the wrong type of intoxication and were completely unconscious to the awareness of righteousness. Baba also saw the authority of religion in its external glittering form. Baba saw that instead of being engaged in the renunciation, tapasya and disinterest, people were playing with occult powers. Instead of seeing them having disinterest, Baba saw them caught up in duality, just as the majority of those with the authority of kingdom were gambling in a lottery. In the same way, whilst having the authority of religion, they were gambling with the innocent devotees, offering them temporary success. They were promising great winnings. You give this and I will enable you to attain all of this. I will cure your illness, and in exchange you will have to donate this much and do this much charity, etc. They were asking people to put up such stakes and gamble for success. What did Baba see next? The authority of bhakti. What did Baba see in that? While searching for their destination, people have the blindfold of blind faith over their eyes. You have seen this game, haven't you? Where someone is blindfolded and then has to look for the path. He would go in the direction from where sound is coming. Internally, there would be fear because she is blindfolded. So Bhagats too were very much afraid inside because of sorrow and peacelessness. Whenever they hear that a certain person is able to give them a lot of attainment, they run to that person with blind faith. They have no destination. On the other side, they are so engrossed in the play of dolls that even if someone were to show them the true path home, they would not be ready to listen to that person. The authority of bhakti is of deep love, but that authority of love has changed into selfishness. The words of selfishness are glorified. Due to selfishness, everyone appeared to be a beggar, asking for peace, happiness, long life for relatives, a lot of wealth, asking for this, that, and the other. They were beggars begging for something. So Baba saw Bhagats as beggars. Now, move further from there. The authority of the people. What did Baba see amongst the people? Everyone is sitting on the pyre of worry. They are eating and they are moving along. They are performing some action. But at the same time, they are constantly afraid that any moment there will be a spark. That is, that the fire will ignite. As though in a dream, it constantly appears in their thoughts that they might be caught at any moment, but either the authority of the government, by the authority of some natural calamity, or by thugs. They constantly have such nightmares in their thoughts. By sitting on the pyre of such worries, they were distressed, peaceless, and experiencing sorrow, and unable to see any clear path by which they could save themselves. If they went in one direction, there would be fire. If they went in another direction, there would be water. With tension all around them, they were afraid. This was today's tour. When Baba returned from this tour, he saw the sapling of the new tree. Who was in the sapling? Do all of you consider yourself to be the sapling? When the old tree is diseased and completely decayed, the new tree planting ceremony will take place through you, images of support. Brahmins are the roots, that is, they are the foundation of the new tree. You are the foundation. So Baba saw how powerful the foundation was. While seeing the bad conditions all around, Brahma Baba had the thought that old tree would be finished. Right now, through the tapasvi form of the children and the fire of yoga. And then Baba made the spiritual army, the tapasvi Brahmins, emerge. All of them were engaged in tapasya according to their own capacity. An intense fire was visible. Within the gathering, the impact of the fire of yoga was definitely good, but it was not powerful enough for the destruction of the world. There were force, but not full force. The Brahmins had not completely attained the full stage that they have to claim according to their number. Therefore, they did not have the full force through which destruction would immediately take place, that is, through which the old tree would finish. What will you do now? Put Brahma Baba's thought into the practical form. Be loving to the Father and cooperate in this unlimited task. However, it should not be at some time later. You have to make yourself complete right now. Do you understand? Acha. To those who put such thoughts into practical form, to those who give the return of love and are constantly merciful, to those who are stable in the stage of world benefactors, to those who remain unshakable and immovable, to the children who are constantly maintain good wishes, Bap Dada's love, remembrance and namaste. And we spiritual give a lot of love and remembrance to Bap Dada. Personal meeting. Today, you heard what Brahma Baba wants. He wants the army to be ready. So the instrument souls in the corporeal form have to intensify their speed of preparing the army. Intense speed means they have to do this quickly. Quick means that you do something practically as soon as you think about it. Your thoughts and actions should be equal. The plans and the practical form should be equal. Do you have such a speed? Or is it that you continually create plans but that very little happens in practice? Is it that you create many thoughts but that very few are put into practice? To have equality of thoughts and actions is a sign of perfection. For this sign, you will be able to judge how close you are to your goal. So now prepare such a group that everyone who sees this group would receive courage and enthusiasm and begin to follow them. Just as the simple of Sakar Baba makes the effort of the effort makers very simple, in the same way, create such as simple that the effort of many souls become very simple. Have you prepared such a group? It should be such a group of Shaktis who would be able to challenge Maya. no matter which authority Maya comes with. Those people are destined to be defeated whilst gambling anyway. In the memorial of the previous Kalpa, gambling has been shown, but not accurately. Kauravas were engaged in their own gambling, whereas those of the authority of religion are engaged in their own gambling. They are to be defeated through their gambling, and the flag of the Pandavas would be revealed. When someone who challenges fearlessly in this way, someone who is not even afraid of the storms of Maya and constantly issues a challenge to be victorious, takes the initiative in the army, others can also follow. Acha. Secondly, the main qualification of those who fulfill the responsibility of love for the father. Have you made Baba your life's companion? You constantly have to fulfill the responsibility of companionship to your companion. To fulfill the responsibility means to follow his directions at every step. So constantly to follow his directions at every step means to fulfill the responsibility of companionship. Are you those who fulfill this responsibility or those who simply have love? Even now, some are engaged in developing love and therefore say that they are not able to have yoga. Those who are able to have yoga for a short time and then break their yoga are said to be those who are still developing love for the father. Those who fulfill responsibility of love are absorbed in love. They are totally unaware of the body and bodily relations. So if you fulfill the responsibility of such love, how can you remember your body and bodily relations? Om Shanti.